Lutheran Radio presents Cross Encounters with Pastor John Ehlers.
Hello and welcome to this edition of Cross Encounters. On Maundy Thursday, I was asked in all seriousness, can Jesus really forgive my sins? I chuckled to myself as I responded, you chose the right night to ask that question. This haunting question got me to thinking, how do my sins become Jesus's, and what does he do with them? Holy Scripture clearly teaches that Jesus actually, physically, and historically took our sins into his body. 1 Peter 2:24 declares, he himself bore our sins in his body on the tree, that we might die to sin and live to righteousness. By his wounds you have been healed. It was those wounds that Thomas saw and touched as he proclaimed the physically resurrected Jesus to be his Lord and his God. Not only did Jesus take our sins into his historic body, but he willed to do just that. This was no accident or plan foisted upon Jesus at the last minute by the Father. No, this was exactly what Jesus had willed from the very beginning. While describing how he is our good shepherd, Jesus explains, for this reason the Father loves me, because I lay down my life, that I may take it up again. No one takes it from me, but I lay it down of my own accord. I have authority to lay it down, and I have authority to take it up again. John 10, verses 17 and 18. Jesus also willingly associated himself with sinners. Jesus underwent John's baptism of repentance so that all righteousness might be fulfilled. And in Luke chapter 15, verses 1 and 2, the physician notes, now the tax collectors and sinners were all drawing near to him, and the Pharisees and the scribes grumbled, saying, this man receives sinners and eats with them. Under the law, that which is clean and that which is unclean must be kept separate. The holy was not to come into contact with that which was unholy, or else it would become defiled and impure. But here is Jesus, the Holy One of God, associating and even cavorting with the unholy and the impure. Jesus is even touching those with diseases, the ones possessed by demons, and even the dead, thus defiling himself under the law and becoming unclean. Because Jesus was found among those who were unclean and sinful, the law had to condemn him, even if by association. Not only does Jesus associate himself with sinners, but he comes to believe that he is guilty. From the cross, he screamed the cry of dereliction, my God, why have you forsaken me? On the cross, Jesus experienced the wrath of God, which is reserved only for guilty sinners. Not only did Jesus take sin into himself voluntarily, associating himself with sinners to the point of believing himself to be guilty as well, but Jesus took into himself every sin ever committed, past, present, and future, as if those very sins were his own. The prophet Isaiah foretells exactly this when he says in chapter 53, verse 6, all we like sheep have gone astray, and we have turned everyone to his own way, and the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all. On the cross, Jesus had become what John the Baptist prophesied, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. And St. Paul describes it this way in Romans chapter 5, verses 18 and 19. Therefore, as one trespass led to condemnation for all men, so one act of righteousness leads to justification and life for all men. For as by one man's disobedience the many were made sinners, so by the one man's obedience the many will be made righteous. Jesus is getting personal here as he invades our space. He takes all our sins upon himself, not letting us keep even one. Where is he going to stop? He doesn't stop until he takes all sin and guilt from us. Jesus is not only a sinner on the cross, but he is the sinner. Galatians chapter 3 verse 13 describes it like this. Christ redeemed us from the curse of the law by becoming a curse for us. For it is written, "Cursed is everyone who is hanged on a tree." He became a curse, sin itself on the tree. He was not just cursed, but was the curse itself. So the law accused Jesus and led him to the cross, where Jesus underwent voluntarily in his physical body the punishment for sin. Yet as Colossians chapter 2 verse 14 says, Jesus canceled the record of debt that stood against us with its legal demands. This he set aside, nailing it to the cross. So sin and guilt have been dealt with at the cross. But the law looks around for more sin to condemn. But there isn't any. Jesus has dealt with it all. You are free. Not only can Jesus forgive you your sins, he's already done it. Through Jesus' death and resurrection, you are forgiven. You are set free. Let us pray. O God, who for our redemption did give your only begotten Son into death on the cross, so that by his glorious resurrection he might deliver us from the power of our enemies. Grant us to daily die to sin, so that we may ever live with him in the joy of his resurrection, through that same Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. And now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be and remain with you always. Amen.
Love is in the air.
Christ is in the air.
Lutheran Radio UK.